Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 12th of September, recording at 8:20 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. Stock markets, some pretty good rallies occurring here. Not so much in Asia, although the Hang Seng was up and China, Shanghai A shares and other Chinese indices were up. But Europe, which started with modest gains, closed with some quite reasonable gains. And the main reason for that is that the US market has been very strong, and there's one other important factor influencing, and I'll mention that in a moment. But running in sequence here, the sequence that I normally follow, government bonds down a little bit in Europe, up a little bit in the USA. But those rallies have basically lost momentum. That's talking about the rallies in bond prices. And US dollar started down but ended a bit firmer in here today. And the big news, though, is that oil prices, they rallied. Crude oil was up, I think, about 70, 75 cents at one stage following the stories of that attack on the unsuccessful attack, I gather, on the US embassy in Syria. But those gains were reversed. Now and oil then fell very, very sharply. It's currently trading at 63.80, and I put up a number of oil charts, and I had updated them sort of mid-afternoon. But this sell-off came late, and I couldn't redo them in comment of the day, or it would have taken ages, fairly lengthy process, and getting the system to update ahead of the normal schedule, and then to draw the charts down. But I've mentioned that additional decline that we've seen. And precious metals, with the dollar reversing a small decline, and with the oil coming off, that caused precious metals to move from the plus column to the minus column. So they're still under a little pressure. Okay, where are we? Well, today's rally on Wall Street, assuming that it doesn't all go pear-shaped over the last nearly 40 minutes, I think is just a reminder that all of this looks very much more like action within the latter stages of a medium-term correction, where a lot of support building has already occurred, which eventually will be described just as a consolidation, following the June lows to support the higher levels that I have expected all along for the fourth quarter and into 2007 and 2008. And that's maybe a minority view overall, but it's one that I think is still justified by events, by history, by certainly what we see on the charts here right now. So I don't see any reason to revise that script. And moving on, the government bonds, a lot of people like them, and I had been saying earlier on that while they were due for a technical rally, and they did get a technical rally, and maybe a little bit, and undoubtedly a little bit more than I'd expected in that technical rally, that it's been struggling here recently, and to me it's a rally within a overall bear market, although there probably isn't any big downside risk here at this stage. But I say a lot of people have them, and one of the hypotheses that they advocate, this is that we're going to see quite a significant slowdown in the global economy. Well, I'm not so sure about that. We're certainly getting a slowdown in the US, and we will probably see a modest slowdown, and a fair number of other countries probably are seeing that as well. But I think growth can pick up again fairly quickly, And lead indicators are always controversial. Everybody's got a view on it. But have a look at that Baltic Shipping Index, which I posted in one of the items here today. Okay, in terms of the dollar, I think that this, well, it's dollars at the upper side, near the upper side of its very small ranges, and I suspect it's a little bit vulnerable here, but normally we don't see a move to the opposite side of the range without some sort of sharpest reaction, or at least a pullback, at least a decline by the greenback against all the other major currencies at the same time. And that's not just not happening in here right now. So the dollar is modestly steady. I don't think it can maintain it for all that much longer, but it's maintaining it for the moment. And one factor that might be contributing to that a little bit is this weakness in the commodity sector. Now, I have to be a little bit careful here. It's most, well, you have to correct myself yet again. For instance, oil certainly is weak, and that's the most important commodity by far. And that casts a fairly long shadow quite often, and I think it's cast one over precious metals in here recently. But some of these industrial metals, for instance, nickel, which I felt and still do feel was really quite vulnerable up here at following its rally up to the $30,000 level, an obvious psychological point. There'd been a big bear squeeze, the LME had become involved, and so on. But you know, there isn't much of the stuff around, and that's the problem. And nickel, relative to the demand, and nickel was up $1,795 today on the 3-month price, and it has a backwardation of nearly $2,000, and that closed not that far off its highs at $29,295. So that's barely blinked in here. And some of the other industrial metals are fairly steady overall. Nevertheless, when we weigh it all up here, the script that people are backing here right now is this slower GDP growth. Now, that's going to change at some point, but it may not change for a few months. It may not even change throughout 2007. And if that's the case, then that would help to hold bonds up. It would probably be quite bullish for stock markets, because even allowing for a little bit of mean reversion in corporate profits, corporate activity is pretty good. Valuations are quite attractive in many markets, particularly some of the Asian markets, in my view. And it would be quite a favorable environment. But it would suggest longer corrections for the, not necessarily deeper, but longer corrections for the industrial resources, which had performed so spectacularly in the previous year, sort of from 2003, 2002 in some instances, right on up through pretty well into April. April of this year. Now, if that script that people are backing changes, as it inevitably will at some stage, and I think it will change in the sense that they will be less pessimistic about the slowdown, less fearful of a US recession, less fearful of a significant slowdown in Asia, and particularly if that's accompanied by some cuts in interest rates, then I think that would revive the commodity sector again fairly quickly. But as I speak here tonight and look at these patterns overall, that while stock markets and a number of these commodities went into, and by the commodities now, I'm speaking mainly of the industrial resources. Well, they went into corrective phases at pretty much the same time. There was a bit of contagion there, that the stock markets really have shown more support building overall. And unless something goes very badly wrong with stock market indices, say over the next couple of months, and I would not bet on that, but unless that does happen, then my conclusion will definitely be, or it is right now, but will remain, that stock markets will lead the way out of these medium-term consolidations. What we'll need to look at is which sectors and which shares are likely to lead, and which country markets are likely to lead. That's something I think we'll all be interested in, and will be helped in our analytical efforts considerably when the equity section of the next stage of the Fuller Money Chart Library is up and running. And I've been battling with various competing forces here for software time to get that library up and running. And what we really need are more programmers, and we're as the firm is in the process of trying to hire a couple of more good programmers. But I don't want to digress here too much. But I am promised that I've heard that before. You've probably heard that before. But I am promised that we will have the equity section of the library up by early October at the latest. Now, it can't come soon enough, as far as I'm concerned. Now, that will not be the final all-singing, all-dancing chart library. As a matter of fact, I've often described the chart library as a work in progress, and it will always be a work in progress because there will always be new developments, new enhancements, new improvements in software. You've seen how much it's developed, or veteran subscribers have seen how much it's developed over the last couple of years. But what we will be able to do is to list a great many shares within their country sectors around the globe. And I'm talking about several thousand shares now, so there'll be a lot to study. It won't give us all the facility to manipulate data that we want to have, and will definitely have, because I had to make a choice, Owen and I, really between we could have only so much time now, and did we want the equity section of the library, or did we want all the features that we'll be adding. In other words, would it enable people to change the size of the graph on their screens, to add moving averages if they wish to introduce a semi-logarithmic scale if they wish to do so, and just other user-friendly features that I know many of you are interested in, and most of which we're interested in here, Owen and myself are interested in as well. So in that trade-off, though, we wanted content over that ideal degree of flexibility. Content first, not least because maintaining the view that the medium-term correction in stock markets is in its last couple of months. Now, that said, though, I did write a piece in here today talking about this investor's dilemma. And since you look around, and there are not very many compelling chart patterns, unlike at this time in, say, 2003, and a few months earlier in 2003, the chart patterns are just screaming at us. Well, that was kind of an optimum period, but nevertheless, a few more weeks, and things can shape up really quite nicely. And I will be very interested to see what will be showing all that leadership. Now, having said that, I think that based on the current evidence that stock markets are likely to lead industrial resources out of the correction, that's my view at the present. But does that mean that one should lose interest in the industrial resources sector? Well, I think by no means, because this oil move, I said yesterday that it was beginning to look climactic. The thing about a climactic move is that it can it's it'll be gathering pace, whether on the upside or on the downside, and this is on the downside. Now, crude oil's move today is definitely has definitely accelerated, and that is an ending signal. So I think we'll see this turnaround fairly soon, but and the signal, of course, will be a clear upward dynamic that will be just a eyebrow-raising single-day move, and then we will have some concrete evidence that the demand is beginning to come in. What will then The questions will then remain will be how much support building will crude move up fairly steadily and rapidly, or will it need more base building? But I think we'd all pretty much settle in terms of being able to monitor the charts, watch the weakness while it continues, wait for the signal that it has improved, and then that will certainly create trading and investment opportunities, trading opportunities in the futures and investment opportunities in the some of the shares. So, lots to keep an eye on. Not a vast amount to do here right now. Again, we're still in this in this medium-term correction stage, and it's characterized by choppy markets. And we've certainly seen that, and I expect to see more of that. But again, to repeat, lots to monitor, and not least to find the vehicles that will look to offer the most investment and trading potential as we come out of this overall corrective phase. Okay, folks, all the best.